All right. Good afternoon. Welcome. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Brady's here all week because he's skipping out from school. He says it's break, but I actually looked it up.
It's not break.
You can't leave, Coach. McKillop is here. He's giving Coach a hug. It's Wednesday, so that means Coach Pace is here from the Prowlers. He's also brought Ashley with him for moral support. Hi, Ashley. get that smile.
It might be the smuggest smile I've ever seen.
The superior athlete is
now,
in the building.
Now I'm getting it from him.
I just heard the story, but I figured I'd jump on that wagon.
Sure, why not? Everyone else is.
The paparazzi was outside. I had my glasses on to get in here.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I thought you were coming in looking like a blind man. Anyways.
Come this spring, summer, I'm going to get in on that because I used to hit the ball around pretty good, too.
He's a shark. You know that.
Well, we know that.
You've played golf. He's a shark.
He probably gave
$100
to the pitcher to just get it in the right spot.
He's trying to get another thing going here.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Brady has no chance at winning.
We're going to have to rework that one. Yes, I do.
To the pin?
No, I'm not going to touch this man with clubs.
The free throw one, you should win.
Yeah.
Nothing against you, Killer, but the free throw one, he should win. Uh-huh. I mean, he just played high school basketball, 2 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago? Yeah, but when was the last time Bobby McKillop picked up a basketball?
1988.
There. See?
Still going to get. Were you born by then?
No.
Okay, so.
8 years before I was born.
There's a basketball one.
1988.
You were probably getting time off for good behavior in 88.
So just remember, when I beat you, it was 1988 since I touched one.
Anyways.
Every time I go to Four Sports, who I love, I always get a basketball and I dribble the ball through the store. That's what I do.
Where was? Oh, I was just in Five Below, and they have the little ones. I almost got in trouble. Almost got kicked out of the store there. Anyways, Coach is here. Some numbers for you, Coach.
I know
you're sleepy, tired. So these will
bring them, stat man.
These will perk you up. All right. Last 32 games.
Undefeated in regulation.
96 possible points. You have 91. Your opponents have 5. Think about that. That's ridiculous. 18 straight wins. You've won 17 straight on the road. 17 straight on the road. 9 straight at home. 15-0-1 in the last 16 at home. I can't make this stuff up. It's just
101 days since you last lost a game in regulation.
Whoa.
Are you win? Are you ever
don't use the L
oh
word.
Didn't win? Sorry. No.
Are you ever not going to win?
Shift by shift, period, game by game.
It's getting harder for him to spew that out now.
No. He sees that
21 coming up.
You know what? You can't think about that. You got to win 19 before you worry
right.
about
you're only as good as your last shift, and we have not played that shift yet. So that's our mindset. I say it every day to the boys, and they're repeating it back to me now. So, you know, Parkhouse said something during practice today, and he almost spewed out that L word, and he caught himself and said, didn't win. And I said, good job. So, yeah, it's a credit to, you know, the boys. I mean, they're a good group of guys. If you remember, I think Bobby was here. He helped out with camp and stuff. And he made a couple comments to me, which I already knew, but, you know, he was reinforcing it. You have to be a good person. You have to be a good guy, good locker room guy, and a good hockey player to play for me. You could have 500 points. You could beat up 50 guys. You could score 100 goals. But if you're not a good guy, see you later. I've proved that over the
last. We talked about it, what, Monday?
Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week.
The first move this last offseason, got rid of your leading scorer. Six, seven games into the season, got rid of your leading scorer.
And you got better.
And right after that, I got rid of a household name who, and again, don't get me wrong, I like all these guys. Like, Ahmed won't talk to me or look at me, but if I see him, I say hi, you know, stuff like that. business has nothing to do with, you know, regular life, but it's all about the locker room, the team, the bench, the bus, the hotel, and you have to get along and be a team guy. And like even Jussieu, I love Jussieu, but it is what it is.
Yeah. You can't.
The other guy I was going to refer to, and I'm, you know, Bobby will jump in whenever he wants because he does, but we were sitting in the locker room during camp, right after camp, and we were talking about a particular player, and I have a soft spot for him because I enjoy his company. He makes me laugh. He keeps me loose. He keeps the team loose. But his mind and his heart wasn't where it was supposed to be. And we went back and forth, and I said, it's only a matter of time. I said, I'm not going to, you know, cut him off by his knees, but I'm going to do when the time's right. And I made a move, and you know who it is.
Mm.
And it worked out for the best for both. For both. Sometimes change does you good, right?
Yeah. So I think it worked out really well for us.
Yeah.
Because 92 Wright is probably the best guy on the show when he comes in.
You're picking up on that too.
Got to work on that D zone coverage.
Yeah, well, scorers sometimes forget there's another end of the rink, but
no. But back
they keep going in.
Back to the stats that you brought up, and I've known Bobby. It's about a year and a half now, or whatever.
And the only stat he knows is he's 0-7 on the golf course.
Oh.
I never talk about myself, but I got to ask you a question. Where the blank blank is the PR, the press, for the team, for whoever? I mean, I'd like to see the stats of anybody that's run that table like that. When's the last team that's been able to do that?
You about a month and a half ago?
Yeah, when you won 13 in a row.
But no, we looked it up, the only other team that's done anything like this was the New Jersey team, the one that won 21.
Yeah. You know that they have pay to play? That was get paid to play.
Oh, yeah.
That was an all-star SB team back then.
Yeah, that's the league record, which I think you guys are going to crush. I'm not sure if you're going to lose again.
Did you use that L word again? He doesn't get it.
I used it in that you're not going to
play for me.
I couldn't play for you anyways because you want to talk about not playing any defense. I'm going to go stand down here at this line where I don't have to skate. And you guys can bomb it ahead to me. You're going to have to put stretch pass in as your... As your style of play.
We have that one.
You're smiling, McKillop. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways.
No, thank you for those stats and stuff. And I mean, honestly, he knows because he played, you could have a little, swagger or swank or something about yourself, but you can't get big-headed or cocky because when you least expect it.
Right.
Well, you can get desperate, and I'll tell you what, you had me nervous Saturday night. I'm looking, it's 3-0 for the bad guys halfway through the game, and I'm thinking,
was it 3-0?
Yeah.
Three zip.
Halfway.
And then it's 3-3, and I'm thinking, okay. And then it gets to the shootout, and we're down to the last shot, and we're losing. And I'm thinking, dude.
Again, with the L word. Will someone call the station?
I said you were losing. I didn't say you. I said you were.
We were not
anyways.
Winning.
Well, yeah.
We were behind.
You ended up winning. Well, so I was very proud. I was very proud of that victory.
Yeah.
You know what? There's certain times that you say certain things. Not to interrupt you, sorry. And I've done this a few times. I'll walk in and there's not much to say because they're just playing like. No energy, no legs.
Right.
Nothing's going to bounces. And I walk in the locker room, and I go, all right, we got them right where we want them. And they just look at me like, what? I go, they're up by 3. They think they've won the game. So now we're going to go out there, and we're going to just pound them, and we're going to walk out of here with 3 points. And they go, all right. What are you going to say?
Right.
You're down by 3. All right, we're going to trade you. We're going to trade you. We're going to trade
yeah,
you.
<that doesn't... laughs>
We're going to, win the third period with all the new guys. No.
Yeah, but no, I think it's been impressive throughout the streak. You haven't just dominated every game as much as you have at times. There's been a lot of games where you were not winning by multiple goals later in games, especially against Danville. That, well, there was 3-1 in the third period last home game. Came back and won. You did it a couple times with Carolina. Did it with Danville the last time they were in town. I think that's a really impressive thing and a testament to this team.
I still like when we win 9-1, but
you're gonna get a lot of that coming up.
No, 9-1's, you know, fun, and they're all it's probably the hardest game for a coach to coach because they all want points. And, you know, number 4 is down by the goal line. 22 is trying to get his first goal of the year. 69 is doing a toe pull at the red line. And I'm playing North Shore and wherever they're from, Kingsville. And I'm looking back, and it's a 3-on-0 for the other team and a 2-on-0. And I'm going, wow.
Game's over, coach. Game's over.
Nobody wants to play defense.
Game's over.
Yeah, but it's bad habits. Yeah, bad over. Habits.
Nah, see, we got to get Santa a shutout, so. Get the boys focused on that.
No,
didn't. Who? Seimer got that one.
Oh, the one against...
Yeah, Santa should have had one. The team decided to play the puck, knucklehead.
The team formerly known as Cornwall.
Shot it right into the guy.
He's
already warmed up.
He was trying to score a goal. We were scoring so many that night.
How about his stats? You pull up his stats?
Oh, yeah, he's 19-0-1. It's ridiculous.
Save percentage?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Plus, he's got more assists than half the guys in the league, too.
Yes, does have 4 assists.
He handles the puck as good as some of the D.
Except for that one time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Corey Simons just got back in town. You know, I think he played Saturday, right?
Yeah, he got the win Saturday.
Yep. I think his only non-win was the first game of the year.
First game of the season. Yep, he hasn't lost since.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Got to take a break, and is Ashley going to talk, or is she just going to?
She's going to talk about some promos we have coming up.
Yep, she's starting to get nervous now. we'll be back in a minute. Lucky show got 12 things going at once. All right, Coach.
Yes, sir.
What do we got going on here? We've got St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Yes, we're green.
We're green. Absolutely.
March the 23rd. My buddy Bobby McKillop's buddy will be here, Darren. He'll be signing autographs, taking pictures.
That's D-Mac, Darren McCarty, by the way.
D-Mac.
Yeah. Who's been on this show before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Calling in from a place of ill repute. He was. Come on, we'll say it. He was at the casino when he gave us a call.
No, he wasn't.
I know.
No, that should be a big night, and everybody, all the hockey fans should be out here. And then March 24th, we have a post-game skate, the last one of the season, with all the great hockey players that we have here. Casey's Kid Zone, coloring contest. Winner gets to drop the puck on Easter Bunny Sunday.
Ooh.
What's the 31st, right before? Yep. And then...
I think Brady should go out dressed as the Easter Bunny.
That wouldn't be a stretch.
Being a mascot is one of your fortes.
I was a mascot at one.
You want to do Shane? Come on, do Shane.
Yeah, March the 30th. Come on.
March 30th, we have Shane Douglas from the WWE coming. He'll sign autographs from 7:30 to 10:30. Wow. He's going to do an intermission activity.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, I think he should wrestle Coach. Yeah.
I heard. I kind of secretly set it up, so we'll see.
Bobo Brazil.
And that's the Blue Water Humane Society night also. So if you purchase your ticket, if you mention PAWS, part of the proceeds from the team will go back to the Humane Society. And I'm excited. It's like we're catching wind, and we've got a lot of good things going on for the fans and, you know, everybody. So
I like this one. Coach, the Cornwall game obviously isn't going to happen on the 29th. So you're telling your fans who have tickets for that game, come to the box office, exchange them for ticket to the remaining home game after that, and give those tickets out to friends and bring a friend.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea.
I like it. Smart.
Oh, he's always thinking over there.
G.I. Joe. good idea, Joe.
I think that's a great idea.
Without the fans, I mean, like I've said a million times, you have the arena, the team, the fans, the community, the businesses. It takes everybody to work together to make this work. I mean, that's the most important thing. I mean, you could have the best team. If you have no fans and no business support, you have nothing.
Yeah.
And we've seen that here.
What's that?
We've seen really, really good teams in McMoran that draw nobody. And they're not here anymore.
No. We've also seen a few, like, killer, you know what it can be like in there. You know.
I loved it. This is what I keep, I was talking to Coach, and I was talking to a couple of guys in camp. People don't realize the atmosphere that building has. Every time I walk in that building, I can still hear it. That if those walls could talk, obviously you were around back in the day. This was an unbelievable place to play. I came from San Diego, playing in front of 10,000 people, and then came here, and this building had 5 to 10 times the electricity that building had, just because of the fans on top of you, the support we had, and this was a hockey town, no question, and it still can be, but unfortunately, it's just for whatever reason, you know, you have a team that's setting records, and we just can't get people down there. And
well said.
I mean, it's, you know, this is a tough conversation, and you never want to have tough conversations, but this is a tough conversation. I see it all the time. I said, listen, you know, Port Huron is a great place. It's an unbelievable place in the summer. It's a great place to live. There's a lot of great people in this town. There's a lot of former players in the town, and I would literally hate to see hockey not be here on a Saturday, Friday night, or a Sunday afternoon, because we just couldn't support it. I mean, our alternatives are what? Bowling, darts, pool.
I'm not a dart guy.
Drinking, which you can do at the game. Oh, by the way.
No, but it's this. You know,
like Bobby's saying, it's a value. It's a family value. It's a couple value for the price of admission and a soft drink, a hard drink. I mean, you can't go to the show.
Right. Oh, you go to the show. What are you kidding? Have you been to the show lately? There's not a chance.
You go
three people to the show. The popcorn is $45.
She took her nephew. It was $50 for her and her nephew.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm a movie guy. I get it. And, you know, but I say this all the time, too. I said, you know, this is kind of end up going to be like that toy that you have that's sitting in the corner that's collecting dust until somebody decides they want to come along and play with it. You're going to go, where's my toy? I mean, where's my favorite little toy? And this will go away. You can't survive at this level. You cannot survive in the minor hockey league level. You can't survive in any level. It's just like a business. It's, you know, businesses downtown closing its doors. This will close its doors if we don't support it. And then what? I mean, then who are we going to blame? We're going to blame the 14 owners before this? Are we going to blame the 10 teams before this? I mean,
how much of it do you think is fans are scarred from previous bad owners and bad experience?
Let it go.
Well, no, I'm not. I agree with you.
No. What you're saying, they're only going to be here 2 years. Well, okay, now
it's year three.
So get past the, you know, right. We're not going to make it. We're here.
Right.
We plan on staying, and we're here for the duration. And we're close. I mean, the 1,100, 1,300, 980, that's great. But like Bobby said, that building used to be packed, and that's what, 3,300?
Yeah. Well, you can get about 32 in there, I think, is what they call sold out.
We had, and this, you know, for anybody who was here back in the day, and Coach, whether you understand this or not, we'd have games where when I would come to the rink for the game at 5 o'clock, there would be people in the parking lot tailgating. They would be waiting outside to get in, to be allowed in, say, 500 people. We'd come out for warm-ups for some game, and there'd be 1,800 people in warm-ups. The electricity in that building was unbelievable. Now, you guys are doing the same things. There was a lot of onus on us as players to be in the community, to be involved, which they are. But it was very much just to go. And again, you guys have other places. You guys have Fuel and some other places that you guys go to and whatnot. But we had the Hack that was right across the street, and it was packed after every game. Guys like David Vasca, Savo Mitrovic, Jason Renard, Chris Yurletis, John Finstrom, Jeff Plum, Ryan Black, a whole bunch. We just made it a point to make sure that the people really understood how important they were to us. And then guys like Chuck Ouellette, rest in peace, Scotty Nichols, a good buddy of mine. We had some great relationships. Guys, they still are my dearest friends today from the fans that used to go to the rink and watch us play. And you know, I was involved in training camp. These are all great guys. They're all doing it because they love the game. They're all doing it because they want to be a part of this place. And obviously, we're fortunate to have Senior, you know, bringing a quality product to us. I mean, we're about to set records here in this league, and for us to not support it, and it's just, I'd hate to see it go away because it's not coming back. It's not one of these things where we're going to have a 20th chance here. So,
on a positive note, it's right here. It's in front of you. I could see it. I could smell it. I just want to grasp it and hug it. And it's a difference between maybe a few more businesses, a 400, 500, 600 more people, mm-hmm. which they're out there. They're just thinking. Well, stop thinking. Right. Like I tell the players, don't think, just play. So don't think, just come and play.
Just come. You will be entertained.
No doubt.
It was 5 days later. You'd played two more games, and we were still talking about last Thursday. We were still talking about it.
Well, right. Hey, let's start with the 23rd. You got a chance to come down here and see D-Mac, an icon here in town. He's going to be at tailgaters before. He's dropping the puck at 7:30. Let's get 2,000 people in that building. Let's get 2,500 people in that building. Let's try and revive the Port Huron hockey area.
There you go.
There's four pack of tickets, four hot dogs, four drinks, $44.
Did you say four hot dogs?
Four, yeah.
Hot dogs, four drinks.
You're going to need like three of those packs.
So what if we go together, where do I get to eat?
Yeah. All right. We just established that at Coney the other day.
I'm late for a break because McKillop started talking, so I gotta play catch up, so we'll be back. I do remember.
This will be good.
You remember that?
Because Brady asked the other day, you know, what was the craziest things you've ever seen at McMoran? And I thought about a few, but the one that I should have brought up that I didn't, that now that Killer's here.
Here we go.
Okay. So picture this, Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys fighting just inside the blue line.
Yep.
Throwing bombs. Just trading bombs. And one guy stops in the middle of it. Looks up into the stands and waves to his dad.
That happened.
John Nelson from PEI, which explains everything.
And that boy was crazy.
So we're talking just haymaker, haymaker.
They were killing each other. It was a toe-to-toe one where it's we're just going to hit each other and one of us is going to fall.
I played with Nelly. He was playing with the Toronto Marlies, and he got traded to us in Kingston. We were the number two team in the country at the time, and this was a big trade for us. He was a big point getter. He was a 100-point getter. He was the captain of their team, and we were on the road when we got him, and he ended up being my roommate for the 6-game road trip we were on. And in the Ontario Hockey League, you go from the Leyden Division to the Ems Division, formerly the Ems Division, you go on this big, long little trip. Little did I know, some 7 years later, we'd be playing together as pro hockey players in Port Huron, Michigan. And let me tell you, this guy was a gamer. Not only was he a gamer, not only was he a really good hockey player, but he was tough. And he was a bit of a showman. He was a bit of a showman, and he was a
Wasn't often the dad could get into town to see games.
True. He was. I don't want to say a rat because he wasn't a Claude Lemieux. But other guys on other teams did not like him because his mouth never stopped running. And he was also really funny at what he did. Mm-hmm. He wasn't Claude Lemieux-ish. I can't even describe who he was. He wasn't Sean Avery-ish. He was Nelly-ish, as we called him, Nelly. Great guy.
He could rip on you and get you to laugh at yourself.
Oh, we would laugh. He was so funny. But so we were playing, and sure enough, these two guys are going toe-to-toe, and I mean toe-to-toe, and sure enough... you know, at one point in time, Nelly had a good enough hold on him that, you know, he thought he was getting the better of him. And he literally, it wasn't this. He didn't go like this. He literally, and as I can't even describe it on the radio. I forget I'm on the radio. Right. He gave, well, I have to do it for Brady. Sorry, people. Yeah. But he gave it this one.
An extended, like.
Full arm out.
Like, I'm right here.
I'm on the radio going, it's right. Wait a minute. Nelson has stopped and he's waving.
Do you remember John Nelson?
Yes.
Oh, Nelly, see? We all knew him as Nelly.
And then my other dad story was down in Dayton when it was the Ice Bandits or whatever they were called for
that
one.
Do you remember that brawl?
So we have first off, Curtis Saylor's dad was what, Calgary?
Calgary, yes. Or Two Hills, Alberta.
From Alberta. So he drove all the way from Alberta.
Two Hills.
To Port Huron just in time to get out of his car and get on the bus with us to go another 5 hours down to Dayton or whatever the bus drive was. We get out in Dayton. First shift of the game.
For game number one. Two seconds.
Yeah. So they dropped the puck. The gloves were dropping before the puck.
Listen. So we're lining up. It's me, Garen Smith, and the guy, Cabby.
Yeah.
Cabana. So we're Blummer and Skirletis. Mm-hmm. And we're lined up for the anthem. And it's their home opener. We had to wait behind the thing for the bandit to do his thing. We were there for like 9 minutes, 12 minutes, whatever. Anyway, so we're lining up for the anthem, and I'm standing all the way to the right, and Skittles was all the way to the left, and I'm trying to get his attention to go, do you know what's about to happen? As I'm reading the names that are starting for Dayton, we couldn't see because of the smoke. I've now seen that.
They had a stupid pregame where the guy came out with the flaming puck.
Oh, it was terrible. So anyway, so I'm trying to get Skirletis' attention, who's all the way to my left, because Cabby and Garen aren't really familiar with the league.
Yeah, they've just been sent down.
Yeah, they're not familiar.
They're
with
unhappy
the league.
They're even there in the first place.
They're not familiar with the league. They're, you know, Florida sent them down. So I'm trying to get their attention. I can't get his attention. Then so as soon as the anthem stops, I skate by Skittles and go, do you know what's coming? He's like, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. So sure enough, I line up across from this guy, Owen Lassard, who was a tough guy in the East Coast League. This was his first year in this league. And I just casually look at him and I go, are we doing this right now? He goes, oh, yeah. And I look over at Skirletis and I go, yeah, he told me it's on. And I'm trying to get Cabby. I said, hey, you guys be ready. Richard Borgo got suspended for life because of this.
Well, he wasn't going to play again anyways because they grabbed him and dislocated his neck anyways.
Yeah, it was
a nasty brawl.
It was, but it wasn't it fun though?
It was fun. So anyways, the next shift, Curtis Saylor, who's our tough guy, who wasn't on the ice for all this.
Oh, by the way, I still got to stay in the game, fought for 5 minutes, and the referee comes over and goes, do you want to play the rest of the game?
Oh yeah, that was Harrison's old man.
Yeah.
He was a good ref. Yeah.
Oh, he was a George?
George was a
good George really looked at me. And,
I don't know why it didn't go down to the sun, but.
They split us up. This is after 5 minutes. I was the third fight for the referees to get to. And he comes over and he goes, as I'm getting escorted to the penalty box, do you want to play at all the rest of the night? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, cool. You just 5 minutes.
What was the rule back then? First guy's fight, that's five.
Well, there wasn't. Was
it everybody else was supposed to be out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Second man in, third man in.
There was no third man in. What ended up happening was, simultaneously, everybody dropped the gloves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if that happens right now with us, they figure out, okay, it's fight one, fight two,
oh,
fight
no.
three.
No, not them.
You're gone.
It's supposed to be that way. It didn't work that way. Rolling dice
with this league.
So anyway, so here's the moral of the story. So Mr. Saylor has made it to the...
Yeah, he's driven all the way from Alberta down to Port Huron, and then he's driven on the bus. Curtis is going bonkers on the bench because, you know, he's our guy that does
he was
this
actually
stuff.
Yelling at me so, to change.
So he can't wait to get on the ice. So coach puts him out because he knows he's got to, and he just grabs the first guy as soon as they drop the puck, and bang, he's out of the game. So his dad got to see him play 1 second, and then he was sitting up in the stands
eating popcorn and hot dogs
and watching the rest of the game with him. He drove all the way from Alberta to Dayton.
I have
stories
about Junior like that.
Yeah.
All the way from Chicago to St. Ignace up Sault Ste. Marie, right?
Yeah.
To watch him play a junior game, and one shift he destroyed a guy, and then we stood in the stands and watched the game. And after the game we had a bite to eat, and I got back in the car and drove back to Chicago 13 hours.
Uh-huh. Thanks for coming, Dad.
You were always on your best behavior when
Robert came.
Listen. I learned early when Big Bob was in the house. Big Bob's my dad. He used to follow me around the Ontario Hockey League, and he'd go up to Sioux and Sudbury and whatnot. And I got tossed out of one of those games, and I did get the talking to. He's like, "Look, I get it, but just do me a favor. Just think about it twice when you know I just drove 8 hours through a blizzard to watch you play hockey." But Anyway, do you know what we need to talk about? Since you know I'm having this kind of discussion with these guys in here, and yet you can understand.
What's he scheming?
Talk to me about Tiger.
My guy Tiger?
Yeah. What'd you think?
We're going back to golf?
Yeah, what'd you think?
Well, I was in Danville on the phone with the commissioner and the vice commissioner trying to appeal the suspension of mine, Edgar Olsalens, and Santa Guida. And I missed most of it, but I saw a couple really, really nice putts.
Yeah.
His stroke.
Not only his stroke, did you see him hit the ball?
Oh, yeah, the whole game looked good. But
yeah. Is he going to win? Is he going to win this year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know that's my boy, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know that.
Yeah.
I watched him on the Mike Douglas show when he was, what, like 4 years old?
Yeah. We're fans, though. I mean, this guy's trying to tell me that because I'm excited because the best player on the
planet. He's done.
He's not done.
No, he's done.
See, that was what the bet was going to be.
He's done.
These guys trying to tell me he wasn't going to win.
Just because one good weekend does not make a comeback.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
It was one good weekend.
After all the stuff with the getting hit in the head with the statue from the wife and the smashing the car and all that stuff.
The tooth.
Do you remember the 1 year he came back? Didn't he win 3 or 4 times?
No. Yeah, in 13.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was in his prime, though.
His prime.
He's also 5 years older now.
He's 42.
He looks physically fit.
He looks like a 25-year-old.
He's in pain.
He's not in pain.
You're in pain, McKillop. You try to hide
it
all the time.
So I can't say on the air why he's in pain, but no, he's not in pain.
You don't think he's in pain? You don't think he's hurting?
No.
He looks great.
I think he's whipped physically, and I think he's done.
I have news for you. This guy loves the spotlight. He always has. Ever since he's been this big, he's been primed for it. He got to breathe that air again. He got the – listen.
You're being very calm over there, Brady.
I'm going to use another line of mine, which is contagious. Winners win.
Absolutely.
And he's a winner, and he has that Michael Jordan, I'm going to kill you mindset. So it's just a matter of time. I think watch out in Augusta. Watch out.
I agree.
Watch out.
I think watch out this week.
We'll have to work out something less severe with the deal.
These guys don't understand.
No. I'm not paid to understand. I'm paid to stick my finger in the beehive and get you people to respond. Well, that's what I'm paid for.
You do very well.
Coach, I know you're very tired.
No, I'm good.
I thank you very much for coming in today. Congratulations on everything you're doing.
Yeah,
Thank you for everything that you guys are doing.
Congratulations.
This is so much fun, and I'll be there Saturday night. You know that. I'll be in my little corner rooting you guys on for win number 19 in a row.
Rare air.
From myself and my boys, thank you.
All right. Coach Joe Pace. Ashley, I wish you could have talked some more, but thank you for coming in. And Knuckleheads 1 and 2 will still be here.
I'll make sure, Ash, I tell Chewy you said hello. David Vasca.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum will still be with me for hour number 2.
On.
We'll be back.